This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. It's time to chat some running on this episode. Before we get into it, though, it is brought to you by Wheel Signs. That's right. If you're looking for new wheels for your bicycle, all you need to do is look no further than Wheel Signs. They give you high-performance wheels at half the price, independently tested. They're up there with the best in the world at a fraction of the cost, okay? Go check them out. The URL to get to is thekonaedge.com/wheels. It'll take you straight through there. The link is in the podcast player below this episode. And they've also been kind enough to give you, as a Kona Edge listener, 10% off. So all you need to do is make sure you use the discount codes Kona Edge, one word. That's Kona Edge for 10% off any Wheel Science wheels. Go check them out. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels. You will definitely not be disappointed. Let's head over now and chat to Alan Kenny. Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. Time to chat some running. And Alan Kenny joins us. Alan, welcome back onto the podcast.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Alan, you're a monster. Just as a runner, standalone runner, you've got you fast. I mean, a 2:30 and some change marathon PB, which is pretty decent. Tell me the secret of running fast.
Oh, it's just run a lot. I mean, that's just I put in looking for a chat and a triathlete. I put in serious miles into the run, and yeah, when I achieved that PB. That I just took 4 months off from chatting, and it was a 70-80 mile week program I was following, which, look, it's pretty high mileage, and yeah, just lots of miles. And miles make champions, they say.
I love that. Miles make champions. And I find it quite interesting because a lot of age groupers that I chat to don't run marathons in the build up, or I say in the build up. Outside of an Ironman, the only marathons they've ever run is in an Ironman. You don't buy into that philosophy. You like racing standalone marathons.
Well, I do because it's a nice sense of accomplishment as well. Doing the marathon, doing the Ironman, there's people who do 100 meter sprints and they're the blue ribbon events. But yeah, for me, just it's marathon. I like the sense of achievement of having finished one and. Ran, so I enjoyed them almost as much as Ironman, I think.
Yeah, I know you're training for one at the moment. Tell me a little bit about what the plan is and what you're going for.
I'd like to break sub 2:35 PBs, 2:35, and depending on training goes, as close to 2:30 as possible, and we'll see. Look, it's easier said than done, but I'm doing more miles right now than I ever did before. So that's, like I said before, miles make champions. I'm hoping it pays off. And yeah, I'm following a 21-week plan from Steve Magnus, maybe, the science of running. And it was recommended to me by a 2:30 runner. So he said that's what helped him get to where he was. So. Fingers crossed, it works for me too.
What's the secret to a fast marathon off a 180k bike?
I think you can't be afraid of it. And for me, I know I need to run 4:15 pace. So I think you have to run that from the off. And I don't think people talk about start off slow and build into it, but I think start off at the pace you want to run for the marathon, and look at maybe that ended up costing me in Kona where I ran 3:16, and just it wasn't a smart strategy on the day. Like I had, halfway in 1:31, I think, and then look at I ran 2:57 in Mallorca the year before, and I suppose I probably underestimated how much the conditions helped. It was actually rainy and cloudy that day. And yeah, but again, I attacked it from the go. I know what I needed to do. So
I love that. And you're right. A lot of people talk about starting conservatively and then building into it. But it's almost, you've got to, I mean, to run fast and to run that fast, you've got to have a confidence in you knowing that you can do that. And there comes a time where you have to back yourself, where you go, you know what, I know I'm capable of doing this, and I'm going to go and do it. And if the wheels come off with 10Ks to go, then so be it. But you've got to put yourself in the best position, best possible position to achieve that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And look, that was my approach to Kona. Just, if I blow up, then so be it. And look, that's what did happen with, 10K to go. It was, game over, and I lost a lot of time from there on, but I was happy with the approach. And because you have to be brave, and there's people advising walk run strategies, but I don't know, I just try run the whole thing. And I think if I go back to Kona, I'll probably walk the aid stations and make sure I get the calories on board. But apart from that, I think it's important to run every single step.
I love that. And I mean, I always joke about the go until you blow strategy, but that's pretty much it. It sums it up. And I mean, when you do it in shorter distances and even in Ironman, that point where you blow up, you just try and extend that until you don't blow up anymore. That's in a simplified way of that's the way to do it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Look, if I'd made it to 36K without blowing up, it could have been, 321 rather than a 331. So. Yeah, you can push out that point.
What favorite run workouts? What do you love doing?
Yeah, again, look at the training. I mean, if you're doing intervals, they're bloody tough, and I just like when they're over. Again, just going back, I like benchmarks, and if I think you can run fast off a hard bike, I like doing that. I mean, if I can do 14-15K in Ironman training in an hour comfortably, then I think my run's in a good place. And look at training specifically for marathon, might have to do, I don't know, what's the plan, 30 miles if or no not 30 miles sorry I think in 30 kilometers with maybe 20 at marathon pace. If I can achieve that, it gives you a good indication that the race is going to go well. So, things like that, just
confidence builders. I love that. Alan,
confidence builders, that's a good word for them.
It's always great to catch up. I look forward to talking a little bit about your nutrition strategy and how you approach things, but we'll save that for next time. Thanks for your time on the Kona Edge today. And that's it for this edition of the Kona Edge. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to Alan for sharing his run tips with us. Before we go, just a massive shout out to the sponsor of this episode, Wheel Science. If you're looking for high performance racing wheels, look no further. It's high performance wheels at half the price. All the performance at a fraction of the cost. Go check them out, okay? TheKonaEdge.com/wheels is where you can find all the details. And make sure that when you do check out, use the coupon code KonaEdge, all one word, KonaEdge, to get yourself 10% discount. That's a discount exclusive to Kona Edge listeners. So, it's an added bonus for listening to the home of Ironman Triathlete's dream of qualifying and racing on the Big Island. Until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, that link is in the show notes and below this podcast. So go check them out. Have yourself a great one. We'll chat tomorrow. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge. We'll be right back.